This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A bill in Olympia would remove the gray wolves from the endangered species list, but House Bill 1872 would only apply to the four Washington counties hardest hit by wolf attacks. Representative Joel Kretz says there are about 19 wolf packs currently residing in Washington.
But out of the 19 packs statewide, 16 are in those four counties that would be covered by this. So there's a disproportionate impact on one small corner of the state while we're waiting for the rest of the state to catch up to delisting numbers. The feds have delisted them, and I think they've got pretty good science to back it up everywhere east of Highway 97.
Kretz says the wolves have been a huge problem in Okanagan, Ferry, Stevens, and Ponderay counties.
We've got one rancher coming in, we're hearing, with upwards of 70 head losses this year, and you can't sustain that very long. I'm really concerned that we've got a number of ranches that are at risk. There's several other packs that had offended last year but didn't rise to the level of any removals. But we're coming into grazing season this spring, and I'm afraid that we'll have a lot of ranchers will be out of business this year if it goes like it has. So we're trying to keep them on the land. I think everybody agrees that we'd rather see that than subdivisions. It's really about the very survival of a lot of the ranchers, and homeowners are having conflicts too.
Listen tomorrow for more on this delisting bill.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.